France is reopening its border with the UK after closing it earlier this week. French authorities are worried about this new strain of COVID that is spreading in England and is highly contagious. But these two countries do a lot of trading, so thousands of truck drivers got stuck at British and French ports, some unable to return to France, some couldn't get back into Britain. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is following the situation now from Paris. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi, Noel.
Okay, so at this point, is France saying if you want to cross the English Channel, go ahead and do it?
Yes, they are. So the border opened. As of this morning, we're seeing things move. This is protocols for urgent travel. So it's truckers accompanying freight and some passengers. Now, you have to have had a COVID test within 72 hours of making the crossing, a special kind of test for the new strain known as a lateral flow test, I've read. The results come back in 30 minutes. But, you know, it's pretty hard to get when you're stuck in your truck, you know, on the highway or on the port. We have seen dramatic scenes of the M20 highway in southern England and Kent, miles of trucks and, you know, thousands of trucks parked on an airport runway. And it even has a name. It's called Operation Stack. So even if, things are starting to move, it's going to take a couple days for this logjam to clear.
Okay, this sounds chaotic. You were at the French port of Calais to get a look at what was going on the French side of the channel. What did you see there?
Yeah, it was already pretty chaotic. You know, for a couple months, British importers have been frantically trying to get goods through to the UK before Britain leaves the European Union Single Market and Customs Union, because that could mean more taxes and tariffs. So they're pushing to get stuff through. At the same time, there have been really no passengers because of COVID. And so there are few trains, few ferries. And that's making it even more difficult. So I spoke to one British trucker. He was waiting in a long line, 6 hours to go, he said, named Leo Warren. Here's what he told me.
Been driving a truck for 30 years, and it's more crazy now than it has ever been.
So he said, you know, he does not think things are going to get better. He was very pessimistic. And, you know, that was before this latest saga with the fast-spreading strain of the coronavirus.
Okay, and Europe obviously is a continent, so I'm curious. France may have agreed to let in British truckers as long as they have a negative COVID test. But then, can they then drive on to other countries in Europe?
You know what? It's so fast moving that we haven't even talked about the Spanish or the German truckers. But if they've got, you know, a negative test and they're part of the EU, most likely yes.
Now, this is all happening as the UK and the EU are trying to agree on a trade deal that'll take effect after Britain leaves the EU. Has there been any progress there?
They are deep in negotiations as we speak. But, you know, it's really coming down to the wire. And this morning, a French official went on the radio. This is European Affairs Minister Clément Beaune.
La dépendance est beaucoup plus forte du côté britannique à l'égard de l'Europe que l'inverse.
So basically, he said, we're going to have a deal by the end of the year. But he says, you know, he says it's clear that Britain is more dependent on the EU than vice versa. You know, Britain sends 50% of its exports to the EU and gets 40% of its perishable food from the EU. You know, some of the British papers we've seen have been accusing France of taking revenge on them for Brexit. But Clément Beaune, he made it clear. He said, you know, even if I don't agree with Brexit, it was the choice of the British people, a democratic nation. He said, but this is clear what happens when you close borders. You have chaos and shortages. Two major British supermarket chains have been warning of shortages. And Clément Beaune said, you know, this is a preview of what could happen if we do not come to an agreement on a trade deal by the end of the year. This is a scary preview.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Thanks, Eleanor.
Thank you so much.